The coffee house trade is the best in the town. Young sparks that have money, they thither repair. The affairs of the nation they have written down to blow up their noodles as light as the air. Stories, stories, lies and stories. There's nothing but stories when they begin. Pox on your newsletters, they lie both and flatters. They are but a trap to wheedle men in. At coffee house chat, I heard a dear joy protest that King James was lately made Pope, who the Isle of Great Britain would quickly destroy and hang all the heretics up in a rope. Stories, stories, impudent stories, such foolish stories make my brains full. In such senseless stories, a Jacobite glories, though they all be but tales of a cock and bull. Fireships and frigates with topmast and sails, at Coffee House Bay they cast anchor at night. The mistress salutes them in nasty night rails. Come in, handsome women, I know you are right. Kissing, kissing, nothing but kissing. Kissing and billing is all that they do. There's kissing and wooing and something else doing, and this is the ruin of Jack and Tom too. Some honest housekeepers that ne'er went astray, they go to the coffee house with good intent. But when they begin with sweet madam to play, there's nothing their passion of love can prevent. With painting and patches they make up their matches, with kissing and wincing and tickling her womb. And then comes the tugging, the jogging, the bugging, whilst the honest good woman sits drooping at home. To tavern or alehouse no sober men come, but all to the coffee house now they most go. Yet miss with her delicate cider and mum can pick all their pockets before they well know. Yes, sir, pray, sir, do, sir, stay, sir, what ye call that ye shall welcome, sir? Though after his billing he has not a shilling, which when he comes home makes a horrible stir. The cook wench that lately escaped the cart, a thornback maid that lives by her wits, she slyly has learned the coffee house art, and now like a madam the confidence sits. Dear miss, rare miss, prithee miss, fair miss, that ne'er has been troubled with a scurvy nor itch, with a bumbling and fumbling, with tumbling and jumbling, with a roaring gold watch that hangs at her breech. My dear and my honey, pray lend me some money, and thus with her charm she bewitcheth the fool. Sometimes she wants rings with other such things that makes the poor fellow as blind as an owl. Wheedling, wheedling, nothing but wheedling, lying and wheedling all the night o'er. But a pox in her placket, she pays off his jacket and makes him give money for paying the score. Then honest good fellows, go when you are dry and join for a pottle your 2 pence apiece. You'll have more content at an alehouse hard by than you'll have at a sign of the Shepherd and Fleece. Roger, Roger, Richard and Roger, drink off a health to William our King. The bastard King Louis that swears to undo us, he'll ne'er to subjection this nation shall bring.